San Francisco actor, writer, and storyteller Corey Rosen studied film production in college, but once he graduated, he fell in love with live theater, live improvised theater. He's a company member with BATS, or Bay Area Theater Sports. It's the longest-running improvised theater company and school in Northern California. He's also a regular host of the Moth Story Slam in San Francisco and Berkeley. Rosen spoke with KALW's Jen Chien about the power of the unexpected and how improv has changed his life.
So what has kept you doing improv for so many years? What do you love about it, about the experience of it?
I think the reason I started doing and taking and performing and using improv was that I'm a writer who is very lazy in the sense that I have a really hard time looking at the blinking cursor, the blank page, the nothing. And trying to find inspiration was really challenging to me. And what I found was that when I was getting up, when I was just talking, when things were coming out of my mouth and working with other people, I could be more spontaneous, I could be more creative, and then I would get ideas that I would then go back and extrapolate on and expand on those and turn those into stories, ideas, sketches, screenplays, whatever. So improv started as a process for me, a way of thinking, a way of shaking it up, a way of being creative. What it's turned into is a much bigger thing. I use it in probably all aspects of my life right now. I use it in my professional life. I use it in my social interactions. I use it as a parent in terms of how I raise my children.
Tell me about that.
Well, you know, there are some probably well-known tropes or cliches to do with improv, this idea of agreement, saying yes.
Yes, and.
Yes, and, yes. Things like that. But from a spontaneity standpoint and also from just a way of being, I think there's an idea of seeing where things will take you, seeing where life will take you, seeing where saying yes can lead to. And as a parent, I will do that with my kids. I'll let them lead in a sense. You know, I'll let their ideas be, all right, let's try that. Let's see where that goes. And of course, there's some modicum of control.
Right. Does that ever lead to temperance? A kitchen full of spaghetti sauce on the walls or?
It could. We make a lot of messes in my house and we like it that way. So yeah, I think my kids have kind of absorbed a little bit that idea that, you know, risk is okay and failing is good and we can take chances, we can try things out, and it's okay if they don't work out the way we planned for them to be. You know, less attachment to outcome is a nice world to live in. Trying to get anybody, especially a kid, to understand that sometimes just playing is the thing. Just the communication and the collaboration and the way that we can get together and think about things together can be the more memorable and exciting part of that.
The process is the product as well.
I think that's what improv is all about. It's all about coming up with it collaboratively, watching each other come up with it, and finding magic in those moments.
I'm speaking with actor, director, and storyteller Corey Rosen. So some of our listeners might know you from another of your activities, which is hosting the Moth's Monthly Story Slam, which is in San Francisco. And that's a non-curated competitive storytelling event. So tell me about that gig and how you got it.
Oh, yeah. The Moth is an amazing thing. It's radio broadcast. It's a podcast. It's a community of people that like to tell true stories in front of an audience with no notes. And so I was a fan of this before I got this phone call one day, which was that they were going to be doing the Moth in San Francisco for the first time. The Moth Story Slam, which is effectively an open mic event. People come, they put their name in the hat, and 10 random names are drawn out of the hat in order. So you don't know when you're going to get pulled, if you're going to get pulled. And you get to go up on the stage and tell a true story, generally on a theme. So the theme of the show, the first show I ever went to, was secrets.
Juicy.
And, yeah. And you know, the stories will really run the gamut. You'll have stories that are my own secret. There'll be a secret that I know. There'll be a family secret. Secret recipe. It could come anywhere at that theme, that topic. And it's really interesting to see what people come up with. And for me, I went through in my own brain as I was thinking about what story I was going to tell. And the one that I settled on is the fact that my cousin, Norman, had died, and he lived in Long Beach, And being that I'm on the West Coast and most of my family's on the East Coast, I was kind of selected as the member of my family that would get to go to his house and clean out his place, his apartment. And that's where I discovered that Norman had a secret. So that was my angle on this story, was delving into what it's like to lose someone, what it's like to discover somebody's secrets, and to also play creatively with this tension in the storytelling of the audience wondering, well, what is that secret? So I won that show. It's like a curated thing. And after that, the New York producers asked if I would like to host the San Francisco Story Slams.
And what do you like about being the host for the Story Slams?
It's kind of the best gig ever. Hosting these shows means that I get to sit there and listen to 10 complete strangers come up on the stage and open their hearts, reveal something about themselves, tell me, tell everybody, something that maybe they've never told to anybody before. There is really kind of like a magical thing that happens when people have a microphone in front of themselves. You probably see this happen with people as well, where they just open up and they start to tell things and they get real and they tell their real emotions and you learn really about your community. You know, there's no single demographic that likes to tell stories. It's something that we all have in common. And just like at a dinner party where you'll hear somebody share a story and you'll be like, oh, that reminds me of something. You see that happen at these kinds of events, that storytelling events like The Moth and other ones all around the Bay Area have this power of bringing people out and telling things that we can all relate to, that whether your story is very specific to you, there's a universality that makes us realize some kind of connection that we have with each other. And so that's the thing that I love about these Moth shows, is that you might walk in and look at this group of 200, 300 complete strangers. By the end of the show, they're all talking to each other. They're all sharing their own stories. It's almost hard to bring them back after the intermission because the stories that they've just heard have reminded them of something that happened in their own lives. So I'd say just come check it out. Tell us a story.